Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Another episode of Musicals Taught Me Everything I Know. It's the show where we talk about musicals and how much we love them and everything we've learned from them. We talk about a lot of different kinds of shows, and today we're going to talk about the Sher Show. I love saying the Sher Show, so look forward to hearing me say the Sher Show over and over again all throughout this episode on the Sher Show. My name is not Sher, it's Miranda. With me at the table,
Julie Eisentrager.
And, is producer Zane on the episode?
No.
He's not.
No.
I just pointed to him and said, say hello, Zane. And he said,
Miranda, maybe learn who's on the episode.
Well, unfortunately, KB isn't with us today, and that usually means that Zane would jump in. But we must have the best guest in the world, and that's why we don't need him.
She's strong.
She's
strong.
You know? She's,
is she strong enough, though? Yeah. Do you believe that she's strong enough?
To be without Zane. Yes. That's. I need to, should we stop and, no? Okay, we're going to keep that in. you're welcome, everybody. It's Grace Clark.
Yay.
How are you, Grace?
I am wonderful. I am thrilled to be here and talking about one of my favorite shows, The Sher Show.
That's a big call.
Oh, that was fun.
It's a big call. And a cat just attacked my leg and scared the absolute bejesus out of me.
So much going on in the studio today. I would love to do the getting to know you quiz with you, but you've done it.
I have.
You've done it twice.
I've done it. This is going to be my fourth time.
Fourth time on the show.
Yeah.
And so do you know what that means you have to do now?
I get a sexy butt slap.
Yeah, if you want to stand up, I'll give you one.
Well, we'll put that on the list for something to do later.
Thank you.
But for now, you have to cast the people at the table. We'll include Zane just for fun. And KB, if you like.
Beautiful.
In the Sher Show.
Okay, I got this. I got this. Zane is going to be star, aka Stephanie J. Block, aka Tony Winner, the Sher solo career. Solo career Sher pop diva as we know her today. Miranda is going to be Lady, who is the Sher Show Sher, aka Variety Hour kind of Sher.
She's
very sassy. She brings her personality.
This is not the off-air casting.
Wait, no, I'm telling fibs.
No, I want that one.
I'm so sorry, Miranda. Julie, this is my thinking before the show. Julie is Miss Lady, who is the Variety Hour sassy Sher,
aka Teal Wicks.
And Miss Miranda is Michaela Diamond, who is Babe, who is like I Got You Babe kind of Sher.
Early Sher.
Okay. Like learning the biz, but Miranda is experienced.
Okay. No, that's
still
all right.
Got that,
look, it's still good.
Lovely nature.
Because without me, the other Shers wouldn't exist.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's just get that straight.
You are the
We are the one, definitely the Sher we repress. Like just push that Sher down. Bye, Sher.
All right. Which Sher do we have to blame for Turn Back Time?
Zane Sher.
No, that seems fair.
Okay. I don't think we have to blame. I really love Turn Back Time. Guys, come on.
It's really just the film clip that will never live down. Like
that is stuck in my brain hole though. Like,
yeah, that's true. It defines a world at a time when that happened.
I remember sitting on the couch watching Rage and watching that film clip. So I was maybe...
Those abs are hard to forget. They really are.
7.
We will talk more about how much we love Cher's film clips of the 80s and 90s. But for now, I guess we have to take a quick break since our whole first segment's done already. How's that for
crushed
snappy?
She's
And then we're going to talk the Cher Show.
Oh dear. Okay. Miranda's lost it. She's lost the plot. The train has derailed.
No, I'm with it. I'm here. I'm here and I'm ready to talk about the Cher Show.
Okay.
Are you ready to talk about the Cher Show, Grace?
I am ready to talk about the Cher Show.
Oh. So I would love to tell you to tell us about how it came about, who's involved / responsible / to blame. But first of all, we need the 2-minute rundown of the plot. It's the elevator pitch.
You have got it.
Julie's going to time it.
Am I?
This is a 50-year music career in 2 minutes.
50-year music career.
Actually, she's 72 now and she became famous when she was 16. So it's over 50 years. I think it's over... not over 60 years. I'm bad at maths. I'm not sure, guys.
It's a career. Someone help me. It has been some time.
It has been a long time. Okay, are we ready?
Ready.
Are we ready?
Set, go.
Okay, so there's been a lot of pop star-driven jukebox, like bio musicals in recent years. There's been Carole King. There's been the Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville musical, which was an absolute disaster. I'm sorry to the people involved. there's the Donna Summer musical. But so like those, the Cher Show uses most of her greatest hits to have a look at her life and career. Mm-hmm. It touches on like various high and low points in her life from like her childhood through her time with Sonny Bono and their path to fame to their messy split, which, fun fact, in the process of breaking up, Cher discovered that Cher Enterprises, the corporation formed by Sonny and Cher, it was 95% owned by Sonny and the other 5% was held by their lawyer. So Cher owned none of
Dirty.
Her own
I mean, that's
name.
Why you read contracts.
Even have rights.
So.
Yeah. So that was that. What happened in the process of them splitting up. But it also covers like her evolution into her solo career, her reinvention as an actress, an Oscar-winning actress, may I say.
Yeah.
And covers her many, many, many farewell tours in a really, really fun way in the finale. The diehard Cher fans won't be disappointed. All the old favorites in there. There's 35 songs, everything from 1965's I Got You Babe all the way up to 1998's Believe. The show uses 3 Chers. There's Babe, which plays Cher from her toddler years. Yes, I know. It's an adult actress playing a toddler. It's amazing. Through to the post, I Got You Babe, Fall From Grace. There's Lady, who covers Cher and Sonny's variety show years, and Star, who is magnanimous throughout the whole show, but officially takes over the storytelling for Cher's solo TV show and subsequent solo career. There we go.
My goodness, she's good, guys.
Guys, I love the Cher Show. Can you tell?
She had 5 seconds to spare.
Oh, wow.
Champion. She's strong. She came out good. Strong.
She's strong enough.
I'm sorry. Cool. Well, I have a question to start with.
Mm-hmm.
How involved was Cher in developing the show?
So I'd probably say a medium amount. She was a producer on the show. So when you asked who's to blame, it is Cher. It is Cher.
In so many ways.
She's like, take my money.
I mean, it is a good way to make money, I gotta say. Yeah. So every moment of the show is based on conversations Cher had with the book writer or director, and she was like intimately involved with every aspect of the musical down to the selection of the actors. She was she saw one of the stage readings and brought along a lot of friends, and everybody gave notes about her life. She was like involved.
Imagine having all your friends be like, I don't think it happened that way. And she's like, yeah, no, did. And they're like,
okay. I'll be a girlfriend.
Okay.
That is an interesting way to learn how your friends feel about you, though.
Yeah.
I'm writing a musical, in inverted commas. Would you come and give notes? And then just see what they say. Cool. So it did have other writers on board, and there's other music in it that we wouldn't necessarily
associate with
Cher. Is that right?
Yeah. So it uses not just like her hits, but some of the hits that she sung from other artists, but that she sung in the Sonny and Cher Comedy Hour, the Sonny and Cher Show, or like her own TV show Cher. So she just pulled it out for one night and sung this song. But
and they're like, when they're writing the show, they're like, hey, did you ever sing this song? Because it fits really well here. And she's like, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Absolutely, of course. Yeah.
Pardon me, having a little bit of a cough. And how big is the cast? Have we got like casts of thousands?
Oh,
it'd be a huge dance ensemble, wouldn't it?
There was a big dance ensemble. A lot of them do double up as playing Cher's partners or boyfriends. Like it very much covers her love life. One of the featured boyfriends is even Rob Camoletti, her super young bagel baker boyfriend in the 80s bagel in her baker? Found Someone era. She had like a 22-year-old boyfriend who made bagels in Brooklyn when she was like 40.
So everyone got counted.
Goals.
Inclusive.
Yeah, very inclusive.
Everyone's like, did anyone else sleep with anyone else? And she's like, oh, hang on.
Do I have a story for you? So some of the musical numbers that we hear in the first half, If I Could Turn Back Time is the opening? Is that right?
Yes. Oh. Sailor Boys included.
Interesting choice.
Strong. Strong.
Sailor Boys included.
Sailor Boys included.
So do you think that's just a very specific, you're going to get this at some point in the show, let's get it out of the way?
It was a good opener because it's very like, guys, we're about to turn back time to look at my life and career.
I get it.
Yeah, it was very cute. And
it's
also,
a not metaphor.
It was a very obvious, the show embraces the campness of it, and I think that's why I enjoyed it so much versus other jukebox musicals that just kind of tried to play everything so serious. This recognized what it was and embraced it.
It's like, guys,
it was like, we are
know.
Not making Hamilton here. We are making a fun, campy show for all the homosexuals. We love it.
The best kind of music.
Yeah. So the Sailor Boys come out, and then Stephanie J. Block in giant Cher wings, like black strapped to her back wings, is like, let's get the ladies out. And then these like fierce army of dancers like strut forward and do this massive high kick. Oh,
it was a touch blurry from the version I was watching, but it was good.
I like screamed every time I saw it. It was so good.
So big on production value though.
Yes, very big on production
value.
There
is a weird thing that happens straight after that though. Some guy comes on and his dialogue's just a bit, I mean, I would have taken maybe a red pen to that, because he goes, oh, so Cher, pray tell. I'm like, okay.
Pray tell?
Yeah, like that. Okay.
Okay.
It's just a weird thing to hear.
Chicago version?
Yep.
Okay, that's why. Yeah, I think there was a lot of changes between Chicago and Broadway because they got pretty terrible, not great reviews in
pretty
Chicago.
Terrible, not great skating so, reviews.
But
so
they did
2007 was the workshop, which had Lena Hall in it, and a couple of other people, like, obviously other people.
Leslie Margarita too.
Yep.
Okay.
Then it opened in Chicago the next year with the same cast that did Broadway in that same year. So Chicago was an out-of-town try.
Yeah.
But it gets listed as a different production because there were that many changes. Is that why?
Like, I think, different thing now.
I think the 2017 thing was just a reading or a like an initial try kind
it
of thing.
It seemed to have
it wasn't
like just
an actual
the shares,
production.
Right?
Yeah.
Was it like, okay, this is an idea, who wants to put money into
it? I think so.
Because although my pockets are deep, I don't want to spend all my Cher money.
Exactly. Look, who knows if Cher actually put in any money or if she just said, here's my name,
would you like to buy it?
So a quick breeze through the rest of the music. Half Breed, A Dream Is a Wish Your Heart Makes, You Better Sit Down Kids, Be My Baby, Do Do Run Run, the Shoop Shoop song, It's In His Kiss, I Like It Like That, I Got You Babe, like there's huge
I
numbers
was
here.
Mad they and changed the Shoop Shoop song for this musical.
Why did they change it?
So they got rid of the Shoop Shoop in parts of the Shoop Shoop song. I'm like, they were doing something else different. I was listening to it in the car yesterday before I came and picked you up for Pixar Pop Miranda. And I'm like, this Point of order. This is where shoop, 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 shoop. I'm like, that. You can't take that out of this song.
Out of the shoop, shoop
song. It's in the title.
Well, the shoop, shoop song was huge around the time that she did, was it Mermaids?
Mermaids, because that was the show movie.
And is that what she won the Oscar for?
Mermaid. Moonstruck.
Moonstruck. Mm. I knew it was something fantastical. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bang Bang, My Baby Shot Me Down. That's obviously a light, happy moment in the show.
Of course.
But also a Nancy Sinatra song.
She Cher's done a cover of it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure mm-hmm. I've heard.
She has like 43 albums.
Like a shoddy on that song.
Yeah.
Shoddy, I get it. Good, shot me down. Anyway, and then
it's with a double D, but
and
okay.
Then Believe. I'm surprised to see that Believe is not the Act One finale. It's close, but
yeah,
it's not
quite
there.
It's actually not even the whole song. They do it as a ballad. Like they sing, it's the Cher singing to each other, looking and into each other's eyes, like I am right now to you, Miranda.
I know, it's really disconcerting.
Oh, I thought I was being
so
very
intense.
Like romantic.
No, it's just. I didn't, you know.
She's not great with the eye contact.
Okay. But they're looking into each other's eyes and they're like, you've got to, because it's after when she's gathering the strength to acknowledge that Sunny has done her wrong, that she's got to leave Sunny.
She's done it dirty.
And they look into each other's eyes and they're like, do you believe in life after love? So it is a big moment.
I really just got the lyrics to that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you believe?
Thank you.
Yes, I know.
That's all you.
That's all Cher. It's Cher.
It's Cher.
It's Cher. And then in the second act, it's mostly we're into Star Cher now.
Mm. Star Cher.
Star Cher. And she gets to do Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves, which is quite an early number. So it's like the music's getting all mixed up.
It is. It's very much out of order. And that's kind of what's great about it. Like they don't feel like they have to put it in a chronological order, that they can just...
A bit free and
Gypsies,
fancy.
Tramps and Thieves actually had no significance in the show. It was just Stephanie J. Block, like...
Someone's got to sing
performing
this
performing it. It was fabulous, but, you know,
I mean,
it had no significance.
Stephanie J. Block can pretty much do whatever she wants eyes, and I'll watch it.
Do anything, and I would give her a standing ovation, so...
And then we are strong enough in the second act.
Another ballad?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they're taking the pop things and saying, you know...
Only,
you
for,
no
I'd say, for those two. Those
kind of
two,
annoying,
they just,
though, because you're like, give me the banger that I know.
Yeah,
well,
they do sing it in the mega mix at the finale.
You get a mega mix in the finale, is what I was going to say. I do enjoy the late edition of You Haven't Seen the Last of Me. Like, that's just a good place to put it, right at the end of the show, right before the finale, where you get the mega mix of Believe and Strong Enough. This is... you start to get some of the auto-tune in the, like...
Yes.
It's the weirdest thing because
Am
it's
I
not auto-tune.
To spoil it?
Mm-hmm.
True. Okay. Yeah. So it's after... Right, the show ends, quotation, right after Sunny's funeral. Cher is like, where do I go now? My acting career isn't what it was after I won the Oscar. The love of my life has passed away. What do I do now? And her mother's there still for her. Her mother's still alive today, Miss Georgia Holt, who's in her 90s or something.
Aww.
It's so lovely. But yeah, so
she comes out and does
she
the,
comes out and they're
the
talking.
The real mother.
And she's like, what am I supposed to do? And her mum's like, can I have that? And pulls out a vocoder, hands it to Cher, and she's like, what am I supposed to do? And they're like, we've invented something. Megamix. It's amazing.
It's terrible.
It's so good. That's what I mean. It knows exactly what it is.
Yes.
Like,
it's like a little wink. You're like, it's stupid and we know it, wink. Which are my favorite kind of musical theater moments. As long as if you want to be stupid, you have to know it and really lean into it.
That's why
I think that's what Cher did at that point in her career. She was like, I don't have the voice I used to have, so I'm going to slap on so much of these effects that I'm going to create a new sound for myself.
Yeah, watch me
because
become.
Her thing was always that she had a very unique sound. Mm. She had this strange, you know, vowel shape and this big, dare I say, masculine voice, and it was different. And that's what she has really lent into her whole career. Don't put me in a box. I'm not the same thing I was yesterday. And, you know, she changed herself a lot of times. And I think that probably that's what you see in the show. Mm. But
I think what I like with Cher and like her sound, it would bother me if that that vowel shape and that odd kind of swallowed sound was the way she sung, but not the way she spoke. But because she speaks the same way, I'm like, yeah, fair cop.
Yeah.
Sure. You go back. But if it was completely stark contrast to the way she spoke, I'd be like, oh, I'm mad about it.
Yeah.
You know?
You don't want it to be put on. Yeah.
No.
So you saw this on...
I did.
...the Broadway.
I did. I saw it 7 times.
7?
I was there for closing night 2 and I had my hopes up. I had my hopes up that Cher would be there. She was not. And I was... It was fine. It was fine.
It was fine. It was fine.
I wasn't paying to see Cher. I was paying to see the Cher show.
Sure.
But I, you know, I did. I was like, maybe if I'm there on closing night, maybe Cher will be there.
Yeah. It's devastating.
It was completely fine. It was three magical to there. Be there. There were 3 shares.
There were three shares there. And how did the performers go? Are they imitating that sound?
They are, but it's definitely got their own. Like, it's not a Cher impersonation. It's a Cher. It's got the energy of Cher. It's got the
it's an embodiment
the tone. Yeah, it's especially at the beginning they do it a little bit more, and then they draw off to be a bit more themselves, just to make it a more natural and meaningful, rather than just being like, "Oh, I'm Cher." Like they
so it doesn't
don't,
become
they
like
never do that like
Jack
a drag queen. Yeah,
from Will and Grace the entire time.
Exactly.
Although
they do a very good job of it, especially Stephanie J. Block.
Cool. Stephanie did win, Stephanie, because we're on a first name basis. She won the Tony for Best Actress that year. The show also won for costume design, which I'm not at all surprised about, because Cher wins for costume design for her life period.
Always.
Yes, always.
Mr. Bob Mackie, I mean, can we just take a second? There's a number in the show where the, for no reason, gigantic, over-the-top production number just devoted to his costumes. Dancers, chorus boys who are like ripped coming out in these gigantic, you know, Bob Mackie, like luscious creations. Oh, it was amazing. It again, the show embraces what it is. It's about the over-the-top, the camp,
you
the
want
costumes.
OTT?
Over-the-top.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm used to saying outfit of the day.
Got it.
The OTTD, the ooh-ta-da. So that's a problem. Yeah, like it's it embraces it and it's like,
it really
yeah,
does.
This is what we do. Yeah. This is where we're going and you watch us run.
But Mr. Bob Mackie, like he is just an icon for the ages. He's been designing everything that Cher wears in her performance career since her Sonny and Cher show days. He's been with her for most of her career. He did a lot of work on the Carol Burnett show, which was happening at the same time. There's a really, really iconic costume of Carol playing Scarlett O'Hara from Gone with the Wind. And instead of like wearing curtains that have sewn, he's stuck a curtain rod behind her neck and done like a lush, like a draping kind of thing with the curtains. It's like in the Smithsonian or something. Some museum, like it's an iconic costume and he's just a genius.
He is great. Okay, let's any more thoughts before we move on to Bad Reviews with Julie.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a bad Cher impersonation to go with that introduction.
I thought it was beautiful.
It was meant to be bad. Oh. Grace.
I'm sorry.
Stop looking at me.
You up. It's a solid 4 out of 10 for me.
How difficult was it to find a bad review, Julie?
It took some, like, definitely the good reviews had been bumped up. I think the cast may have had a hand in that. This review is actually from the Los Angeles Times, weirdly enough. It's called The Cher Show, a Broadway musical that hardcore fans can believe in.
I see. It's a Cher quote. I get it.
Written by Charles McNulty on December 14th, 2018. He says lots of good and bad things. This is also a review that I personally gave my own review to off air. We'll save that off air though. However, he at the very end, I enjoyed the way he closed this review, as awful as he is. For a musical with all the depth of a spread in the US Weekly, The Cher Show running nearly 2.5 hours seems ludicrously long. At times it felt as if I was doing a marathon of laps in a pool of glitter. I mean, I would not be, probably would be mad about that. Yeah, good point. But when Believe blasts and the 3 Shers are encircled by hunks, It's impossible not to karaoke along.
It's the weirdest thing to say. It's an odd way of phrasing it.
His phrasing is a little odd, if I'm honest. But it's impossible not to.
He did also talk about
karaoke.
He did also say that like some things weren't included, and I'm like, but you're saying it's long.
But yeah, do you want more content?
She's got a 50-plus year career. How
come
much
are you on, gonna... people?
But it isn't to cut some stuff.
It's an interesting review. Pop over to the Los Angeles Times and find Charles McNulty's review.
Oh
wow. Yes. He was not a fan, but no. He did get swept up.
I think that if you're not a Cher fan, it would be difficult to enjoy this show because it's all Cher all the time. But if you love Cher, then it's fantastic. So
I am definitely the target Grace market.
Target market. Tick. We look forward to getting the Australian tour of the Cher show. It is yet to happen.
The Cher show.
Because it is it's new, relatively. 2018 Broadway. It'll get here, I'm sure, because Australians love a jukebox musical. Boy, do we ever.
Not wrong. Can't wait to see who Ray Maher plays in this.
And that is one of the things that I learned from the Cher show. No, but we will talk about the lessons we've learned right after this musical break. The Cher show, and we're talking about the lessons we learned from the Cher show. Now, I've gone weird now.
You have. You lost it.
I've lost it. The Cher show. Help me, Grace.
Cher show.
Cher show. I've got it, though. No, I don't. It's gone again. Okay. We have learned that I can't do a Cher impersonation. What else did the Cher show teach us?
That Cher is still influencing pop culture today. A bold statement, but I will stand by
bold.
It. I know.
Until she's on TikTok, I can't be certain of that.
Okay, are you ready for this? Dropping some knowledge because you know I've done my research and know my facts on Cher.
Well, you've definitely done more than I have.
great to know.
Seven shows, I mean.
So at the very, very first Met Gala, the very famous Costume Institute exhibition for the Met, it was in 1974. Cher attended and wore a dress designed by Bob Mackie. Over 40 years later, in 2015, Kim Kardashian wore a look heavily inspired by Cher's original 1974 look.
I mean, it does
Kim
tell
Kardashian,
us that
who is pop culture today.
It does tell us that Kim Kardashian can't have the guts to wear something original. However, also she will points. Take something inspired. You know?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I don't know if I want to come out with something like that. She's not wearing a swan costume, is she? No. Who was that?
Bjork.
Wearing a swan
costume.
Yeah.
Two.
That's weird, it. Floppy. Anyway. What else? What else have we learned? I enjoy the lesson we spoke about before about, you know, just know what you are and lean into it. Own it. And that's what she's done her whole life.
Yeah.
And that's certainly what you see in not just her character in the show, but in the production of the show. Just own it. Lean into it.
I appreciate that she knows her brand so well, you know. I'm like, I like this about her. Like, same thing like I like about Lady Gaga. I'm like, you know your brand. You're not silly. She waited years to be like, can I do a movie now? I don't have to wear weird stuff. She's a smart lady. Love the ladies. These are the ladies I like.
Anything else?
I mean, I guess I learned a little bit more about the timeline of Cher's life. I was like, oh yeah, cool. I had a rough idea of
Sonny and Cher, something else.
Yeah.
Believe.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it is. I mean, to be honest, even after having listened to the soundtrack and kind of tried to watch something, I was like, oh, there's still a big gap in here between Sonny and Cher and Believe. In my head, I'm like,
just blocked it out.
Same thing. I also learned, I actually didn't know this before I saw the Cher show, but Cher had a catering to straight people country phase. This is the Just Like Jesse James, what are the songs? Walking in Memphis kind of era. I must say, my least favorite Cher era. It was the time she was probably being her most authentic self, but Cher at her best caters to gay people.
And that did not.
Speaking as somebody in the queer community, it was not it.
Not it.
I see what you've done. I don't like it.
There's one number in the show. My really lovely friend, and I, we were obsessed with this show. She saw it with me like 6 of the 7 times. There was one number in the second act, very beginning. Her new husband, Greg Orman, sang it. Every time we would just zone out and like look at each other and be like, no disrespect to this actor, but it is just, it's such a tonal shift. Like he's singing some like rock song and like playing his guitar. And I'm like, this is not what we're here for. We are here.
You're like, I didn't come.
We
for
are
this.
Here for camp fun and not heterosexual bullshit. I'm sorry.
It's like when you watch Waitress, you're like, oh, I'll skip that song. Take it from an old man.
It's the one I always skip. It's like Midnight Rider, and he's like, yeah, like playing his guitar. The actor did a great job. Nothing against him, but.
But had he done a better job, he might have been into it.
No, there's no way. For the auto-tune costumes.
So like, the lesson there might be stick to the brand.
Stick to the brand.
Yeah, stick to the brand. Okay. Anything else? I mean, it's a pretty, you know, it's the story of Cher. That's what you learn.
Mm.
Yeah. 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 Let's move on to Dreamcast, this one. Cher, casting, Dreamcast.
Party time, excellent.
Yeah.
Sorry, had to do it.
That's what the Dreamcast thing has always been. Dreamcast.
Party time, excellent.
Excellent.
Dreamcast. Oh, well, you said a Dreamcast off air. Purely for the name.
Oh, Shoshana Bean. Shoshana in the Show.
Shoshana Bean in the Show.
Shoshana in the Show.
Sorry that I reminded you.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen,
She'd
do a great job.
Do a great job.
Yeah.
Word.
Shoshana also kind of always reminds me of Stephanie Block as well.
So it's the wicked thing.
It's
her, Eden Espinosa.
Oh my
Stephanie
God,
J.
that's
Block.
What you could
They're
do.
All
you could just take a elphabas. Whole bunch of elphabas.
The under one of the main understudy or cover for Stephanie J. Block and Teal Wicks was also an ex-alphabet. Teal Wicks is also an ex-alphabet. Everybody is an ex-alphabet. Michaela Diamond is fresh out of high school, but I can guarantee she will one day play alphabet.
She will be an ex-alphabet.
She's a pre-alphabet.
She's a pre-alphabet.
Everyone else is an ex-alphabet.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a great idea.
That is good.
How do we feel about the drag queen casting? Because, yes. I mean, target market.
Yeah.
Know what you are. Stick to the brand. I feel like we could do that.
Chad Michaels is a star.
Because
Chad Michaels.
The most famous Cher impersonator.
He is Cher's Cher impersonator of choice.
Like, well, you can't go wrong there, can you?
I can't do the gig. Could you fill in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would you feel if you went to see a Cher concert, very much advertised as Cher, and then got like, I've got questions.
You might not notice. I'm looking at a picture here going, you might not notice.
They're the exact same person.
Yeah. He's taller than her.
He is.
But without her to compare to, you might not notice.
No, like you'd be like, wow, she's wearing some tall heels today.
Yes. So what about some up-and-coming drag artists for the... I should have prepared you for this rather than on the spot.
Yeah, honestly, like I'm not... the up-and-coming drag artists are not really my forte.
It's a delightful Australian...
Courtney
act.
I can see her's babe.
Nice, yeah. She would be babe. She's a little bit, I think, if we're going for accuracy, she's a little bit old to play a toddler on a tricycle, which happens in the show.
But so is a 19-year-old.
But so is a 19-year-old. So let's just lean into it.
Embrace
what we've learned and we'll lean into the show. So yes, Courtney act as babe would be wonderful.
So we just have one more to fill in. We can do this. Producer Zane, if you have any ideas. Look, that's not going to work for me. I've googled and one of the results that came up was Dame Edna Everidge, but I don't think that's going to work.
Absolutely not.
That's the
what about
RuPaul?
RuPaul,
no, we don't like fracking in this house. I'm sorry. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, sure.
Well, what about, I know you have a love of Zac Efron. What about Zac Efron as Sonny?
I'll take it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say as the in-between shirt.
he can be.
I do want to see.
Put him in a wig and a dress.
I do want to see the mustache of Sonny on.
And the little bowl cut.
I think I would be very into that, and I'm concerned.
It'd be like him as Ted Bundy.
Which was also pretty hot and confusing. Yeah. But so was Ted Bundy. Job well done, Zac. Who just bought a $2 million property in
Byron.
Byron.
Yeah.
It's happening, guys. I think we accidentally manifested this, by the way.
It wasn't an accident.
Only took 3 years.
He's those rituals with the candles and things. We burnt so many sticks of incense. It had to happen. Anywho, are we done with casting? Are you still going?
What about lovely Miss Jan from last season, season 12 of RuPaul's Drag Race?
We're not
casting any local queens or anything like that. But what about Miss Jan from season 12 as Middleshare?
If you vouch for her.
I do.
I will say yes.
Ditto. She is a trained singer, actor, dancer.
I'll take it. Yep, okay. Done.
Yeah. Great.
You had me at trained.
Done.
I think she went to Amda or something.
Oh, you got me.
Sorry, did you say Endor? Oh, no, that's Endor. That's the planet on Star Wars. Yes. I was completely surprised.
Producer Zane also said there is a door. I'm assuming you're talking about Delano. And someone else who I've immediately forgotten. Profane. Okay.
Alaska.
Aha. Uh-huh. Alaska. I see.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I'm just showing
pictures. Have I
we might put some pictures in the show notes. But of course, if you think of any fabulous drag artists or, you know, non-drag artists who you would like to cast in the shirt show, you know, you can always give us your opinions.
You know where we are.
On the Facebook or the Instagram or the various other things.
Mm. I mean, I feel like I throw him out every time I'm on the show, but what about Nathan Lane as a share?
Sure.
I would be down. I feel like I just want to see him in Allah the Birdcage.
Allah the Birdcage.
Beautiful wig and a glamorous dress and going, ho, ho.
Oh, now can I just see one show with Sean Hayes?
Yes.
Just for the lols.
I'm with you.
Just a mini show. I don't need to see the whole thing with Sean Hayes in it. Just to come out in the Mega
In the Mega Mix.
Come out in the
with
Mega
the
Mix.
Doll.
Yes.
With the share doll.
Okay. Wow. I love my own ideas.
On
so
that
much.
Note, let's move to top fives quickly. Which top five lists are we putting the show on?
Top five
most camp shows.
Top five most camp shows.
Yeah, probably. There's a lot of camp shows.
There are.
But
this is a camp show about a very camp performer.
Exactly.
So I would say top five musicals about a pop star.
I would agree.
Pop jukebox.
Pop jukebox specifically. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
I have to get specific with the lists.
Yeah.
Otherwise the lists get long.
Yes. I agree.
And it defeats the top five.
How many shows would we put this in? I don't know how to describe it. Top five shows that have more than one performer cast in the same role.
So like this and I want to call it How to Succeed in Murder Without Really Trying, but that's not what it's called. Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder is what I actually mean. But by the way, we should write the other one because it sounds great.
No, that's the other way. That's one actor playing many roles.
Yeah.
I'm saying one role, many actors.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Why? I mean, it was they handled it better than the Donna Summer musical because they did that chronologically, whereas in this one, Cher has conversations with herself and like...
Oh, it's...
Baby Cher like steps in and, you know, people... Yeah. Cher step in for each other in situations. It's great. It's fabulous.
It's not just a delineation of,
no.
And now we're going to follow this person.
No.
Like The Crown. Every two seasons, they just recast all the roles and I have to relearn who everyone
that's
is.
That's on the list.
So you're saying triple cast roles. Top five triple cast roles.
Just, you know, multiple portrayals of the same character.
There are three queens on The Crown, though.
Yeah.
There's Imelda Staunton.
There is now, yes.
Olivia Colman and Claire Foy.
Yeah.
It's like the Cher. Like
but do they talk to each other?
We replace Queen Elizabeth with Cher. Oh, what a great show. She would run the country very well.
I'll have to take your word for it. Sorry, top fives. The Boy from Oz.
Oh, they do. They talk to each other. Little Peter and Big Peter.
Big Fish does the same thing. Yeah.
Sure. I didn't see it.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I'm going to put it on the top five one of them shows that do that.
Okay.
Somebody called me articulate today.
Oh.
I told them they were incorrect and they didn't believe me.
Were you like,
But now I have proven them wrong, so I win.
Oh, boy.
Shout out to my loving family. what are the top fives?
Top five. I would say top five. I don't know how to phrase this.
Welcome to my world.
Five. Like, I want to say, no, I guess it is just camp. It's just like you throw, everyone's allowed to be who they are and you throw them all in a mixed bag and you have a great time. Yeah.
That is exactly
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, let's wrap up this because I feel like we're repeating ourselves now. And unfortunately, that means we have to say goodbye to Grace Clark, our beautiful guest.
A sad shithole.
I loved that. Speechless.
It's fantastic.
That was amazing.
It is always wonderful to see you.
If only I could turn back time.
We could do the whole episode.
No, stop. Again. You're going to kill me.
Do you have anything in the works coming up?
No.
Anything you want to talk about? Anything you want to plug?
I'm joking, but I follow me on OnlyFans. But I don't have one.
But like if you were to have
But if I were to have one, follow me.
And that's Grace Clark with an E. But if you want to follow us, we also don't have one of those.
If you want that,
we have.
It can.
No.
I'll do it. It's fine. It's not going to be good, but.
No, to get that sort of content, you need to become a Patreon.
No.
Patreon.com/musicals taught me everything I know. If you want to throw us a couple of bucks a month, we will give you some extra episodes.
$500 a month.
We won't actually give you nudes. But you can find us in all the usual social places at Musicals Teach Me or on Facebook where Musicals Taught Me Everything I Know. Or you can send us an email, musicalstaughtmepodcast@gmail.com. If you have a lot to say, we would love to hear it. And don't forget to let us know your casting suggestions for the show. Just everything you think about it.
I have just actually hidden a little reference to OnlyFans, but not really. In one of our social posts. So if you find that, send us a DM and I'll send you a sticker.
Whoa! Yeah. Sticker comp for the regulars. Yeah. It's pretty exciting, actually. I do love those stickers.
I do. Look, it's on my laptop. No, well, audience,
you do have one on your laptop.
You can't see it. It's on my laptop.
Musicals Taught Me Everything I Know logo
right
sticker.
Right next to the Rockford Peaches sticker. So
also great to stick on your car because, like, mine lasted on my car until my car got ridden off in a hailstorm. So,
boy, they are not a decal, but if you want to do that, you can.
But you can. This is what I'm saying. Multi-purpose. Yeah. Look, if you're listening to this on iTunes or Spotify, make sure you tell them how much you love it. And tell your friends as well how much you love it. And if you don't love it, just turn it off and sit quietly in your room. Okay.
Okay.
And then think about what you've done. And maybe listen to the show because then you'll feel better because it's a great fun time. Thank you so much for coming on, Grace. My name is Miranda. Julie is laughing riotously on the other side of the table.
I am. Bye, guys.
And it is time to say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
What we do here is go back.
And we're back.
And we're back.
With another episode of...
Wait, James. They might not know who we are yet.
Oh, right. This is a promo. Well, I'm James.
And I'm Matt.
And together, we're the Bros and Brews podcast.
We're coming at you every week with worldly discussions, an art meets life questions podcast.
What three albums would you take to a deserted island?
How comfortable are you with sex and sexuality?
Is it ethical to have children?
What actually makes a great actor?
We use our personal experiences, the craft of acting, and pop culture as a springboard to discuss everything.
From uncomfortable truths, demonized issues, and problems often swept under the rug.
But don't worry. We have fun along the way.
Come join us for our weekly check-in.
And we'll see you next time.
Peace!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.